2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Elvis.
Yes. Hey, me.
Hey.
Little
mini clap.
Little golf clap. All right. So where do we start? There's so much stuff going on right now. It's like, how do we contain it all in 15 minutes?
I don't know.
It's about containing it.
Man.
I would say a good recommendation is don't look at the stock market today.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
I got the live ticker going right now.
Yeah, no, my ticker's dead. My ticker just stopped.
How does the stock, can I ask a question for someone who doesn't really understand anything about the stock market? How does it work? Do you lose money if you're in it no matter what, or do you only lose money if you sell? Or do you gain
right
money
now,
if you
both.
Sell?
Okay. I don't know, it depends on what you have.
Okay.
But most all stocks are way down right now.
So like, it doesn't matter. You're shit in the bed no matter what right now.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless you have stock in something that's going up. If you have stock in Purell, you might be doing well today.
Okay.
You know what? Even those stocks are suffering.
No, they, really?
Yeah. Everything is suffering because it's so low. It's so low.
Okay.
And it looks like it looks as if we are heading toward what could be a recession.
Oh, shit.
Again. It doesn't mean it's happening, but it's heading that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So your 401k,
great.
That stuff, it's going to dip. But it always, in the bad news is when stocks go down this fast, they never recover as fast as they went down. It's going to take time for them to come back, and they will come back. They say the rule is, and we've seen in the past, just ignore it, let it go away. It'll come back, but it's gonna be a good at least year or
but
two.
It's a great time to invest if you have the money to do so.
If you can go shopping, you like a sale.
No, it's no
I
joke.
Know, you're
it's
right.
It's no joke.
It's a good sale. It's a good sale time. And it's almost everything is down, but there are some that are down even more.
Yeah,
your oils, you know, it also your fuels, your things like that. Those are way down.
So doesn't that mean gas is going to be like a dollar and change at that point?
Gas is going to go down, absolutely.
Wow.
And now the Saudis are threatening to flood the market with even more oil, which will make it'll just f it up even more.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's
well, Nate's right. A friend of mine who knows stocks has a friend who's an investor, or whatever. He said when the market goes down, you get all your discounts, right? He said, if you have like 30, 40 grand to put into the market in about a month, you could make a killing if you buy the right stock.
Yeah.
To which I replied, who the hell has 30, 40 grand to put in the stock market? To which case I say, you have to make money. You have to have money to make money.
Yeah.
Right.
Like if I have 50 bucks to buy stock, what am I going to do with that?
And keep in mind, it's going to take a long time for it to come back.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the worst thing I ever invested in?
That jacket?
Stop it.
The hat?
Do you guys remember Forever Stamps?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
When they first came on, I'm like...
Yes.
Oh, this is brilliant. I'll put a ton of money in. In 10 years, I'll be sitting on a gold mine. I still have $500 worth of stamps that I have not used that you cannot resell.
Was this
and
like
I never mail
internet?
Anything. Yeah, this was before. Like, I never mail anything. It used to be back, you would write your rent check, you would mail it in, you would write the check. Now everything's online. Nobody uses stamps anymore. I'm sitting on a gold mine of stamps. I can't use
them. Well, use your stamps.
Yeah.
How? I wouldn't want to mail you a letter. Hey, Elvis, I had a great show
Sell
today.
Sell them at a loss.
Yeah. I'll trade you my Blockbuster video stock for them.
Shut up.
Then you have the stocks for travel. Those are more that are dipped. But I'm telling you, think about it. When the minds of people dealing with coronavirus panic right now are out of that, they're going to want to get on a plane and go somewhere when they feel like it's safe. And I think there will be a surge at some point. People are going to want to hop on cruise ships and go to hotels and go out. So keep in mind, you know, that stuff is really low right now. I would start looking into that.
I've been perusing.
And for anybody who is looking to invest in the stock market, wait for this thing to bottom out, then throw all your money in, and then this thing's going to go way up, and then you're going to make a huge profit. Isn't that how it works?
Huh. Well, in theory... Okay. But you do have to invest in the correct stocks.
But what could possibly go wrong with throwing all your money in?
It's a very technical statement, Scary.
Exactly. I'm going to put it all on red and spin the wheel.
In Scary's defense,
spin the wheel.
Only 90% of the restaurants he's invested in have closed.
Wait,
Scary Kramer
over
here.
That sounds like somebody who doesn't have any responsibilities in life. No family, nobody to, you know what I mean?
You
like,
know what? She's right.
Yeah,
you're right. You're so right, Danielle.
Just has himself to answer to.
College tuition money I don't need. Throw it into the stock market.
What could go wrong?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Do you remember the other day when Gandhi and I came in here and we got that weird text message from some strange number and we said it was like the person had like a little thing on its foot?
and it was like a little pills.
It was like a popped blister with little tic-tac looking
things. I got another one. Did you get another one?
With this needle in the foot?
With a toothpick.
Let me see it.
It says, I accidentally stepped on a toothpick, and it's a phone number.
I don't know who it is.
Is that the foot doctor we had in here a couple of weeks ago?
I don't think so. He doesn't have our phone numbers.
I think it's somebody who maybe Googled phone numbers and found our phone numbers, and they're texting us from Google numbers. Those aren't real phone numbers because I tried to do the reverse lookup, and they don't show up as anything.
Is there a footnote?
Ignore him. But you're sitting here like talking about it, and they're probably getting out of this what they want.
Well, but it scared the crap out of me the other day. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got to ask Gandhi if she got the same one again.
I did. I got that same one.
Give me your phone. Let me go toe-to-toe with him.
Okay. No.
So a friend of mine was supposed to drive down from Boston this weekend and meet me for happy hour Friday, tomorrow. And so I get this text. This is great. I get this text. Hey, didn't want to text you during the show. My little kid woke up vomiting this morning, so I have to cancel on my trip. I'm so sorry. I'd feel just awful. Whatever. Let's talk, and I'll be down there as soon as possible. And then here's a picture of our couch, and it's a couch with vomit all over it. You don't have to send that.
Yeah,
I believe you. I really believed you. I don't need to see the vomit-soaked couch.
You didn't need to Google image vomit on a couch and send me a picture?
That's the great thing about being a parent, because the kid is the ultimate excuse. With the exception of sending you the actual picture, Elvis, if I said, hey, I can't go out, my kid's...
No, picture needed.
You can't question it, though.
No, I would never.
Because then you would look like the bad guy if you're like, I don't believe you.
No, I always say I don't believe him. I know my friends lie.
You're a bad person.
When Coaster Boy Josh says, you have to see what I just did in the bathroom. And then he shows you.
No, I've told everyone on this show, if you send me a picture of what you leave in the toilet, you'll be let go from this show.
Josh is very healthy, though.
Scary doesn't have kids. When he wants to cancel plans, he says his doorman is sick.
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine?
Kyle's not feeling well.
The guy that
go.
Says, good evening, Mr. Jones. Yeah. He's out sick.
See, we need to get pets scary so that we have an excuse to do things and stay home.
That's true.
Like, my cat coughed.
No,
I can't come out.
I have Elvis, no excuses. Were you here when Scary was telling Gandhi yesterday that he wants to get a cat?
Yeah.
Yes.
You here for that? Honestly, do you think he should have a cat?
No.
Okay.
Because he doesn't know how to hold a cat, right? He doesn't know how to pick one up.
He doesn't.
I just don't. I need the cats need time and love, and I don't know if
neither of those.
I don't know if I have. I have the love. I don't know if I have the time, and I don't want to be selfish and have a pet.
It's not even worthy of a thought.
I was seriously considering.
You're wasting an entire podcast
and a cat.
By talking about.
You're going to waste a cat. Co-own the cat with Robin.
No, I mean, that's a silly question.
Well, no, I'm just kidding.
No, it's
maybe
not.
Because maybe the cat could stay at her place, and then you could kind of...
No, she's not allowed to have pets in her building.
Joint custody.
Okay. No, that's okay. Getting a pet and then making someone else take care of it, is, in my opinion, is not having a pet.
Well, because then you can at least visit the, you know, it can be part of its life, but you just don't, you know.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, that's obnoxious. I can't do that.
So we're invited to a birthday party tonight, and I just don't know if I want to go to a birthday party tonight, even though I'm in love with the person who's having the birthday.
Right,
I want to say, I want to take you out, just you.
That's a good plan. I actually asked her that too a couple weeks ago, if we could just go out just us two.
Yeah.
So I might not swing by there tonight.
So we had the party last night on Staten Island. We had 20 people there. Staten Islanders all got together to have a great party. And as we were all gathering, like trying to do that dance, like, do we hug? What do we do? We all realized at that point, and we discussed this, are we supposed to be here doing a party for 20 right now? Is this the time to be doing that?
Right. I don't know.
I don't know what
the right thing is.
Yeah. No clear-cut answers, because at the same time that you don't want to panic, you also don't want to expose yourself or other people to something that could hurt them. But then you're like, oh, I don't want to let the economy go to waste. Maybe I should be out and doing things. I don't know.
This is also new to all of us. We're not quite sure how to act. What's up?
What would you have done had they barred large gatherings in New Mexico the week before your wedding?
We'd have to cancel it.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine?
Well, I can't imagine, because look at all the major things that are being canceled now, and I'd be okay with it. It's what we have to do.
What would you have done with the car?
It's just, I don't know. it's just you know, this is the hand we are being dealt right now.
And so
wash that hand.
I think, like, before, I know I panicked a little bit thinking that something might have happened, but the reason was not for us, because most of us are healthy.
As you look at Nate.
As I look at Nate. But I worry about the Nates of the world, and I worry about, like, some of our parents have things going on right now.
Yep.
But I think we have to not blame each other, because something could happen, and one of us could get into a situation that we didn't know we were in, and we can't get pissed at each other. And if it happens, unfortunately, we're in a friggin' petri dish here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to just have to, maybe we have to live together for 2 weeks. Yeah. Could you imagine having to be all together for 2 weeks?
No.
It's like a social experiment.
Oh, awful.
The beginning of a horror movie.
Yeah, no, we don't want that.
Well, can I ask you this, Elvis? I know you're, not to point you out, but you are the oldest person in the room. Have you ever gone through anything like this in your lifetime?
No.
No?
No, never.
Okay.
I can't think of anything.
Even when SARS was doing its thing, I don't remember being affected at all.
Yeah.
What was the last one? Bird flu?
Swine flu, maybe?
Swine flu. Then there was
H1N1.
Horse mouth.
But I don't think it was even like this. I don't remember.
It wasn't like that. It wasn't this bad.
No.
Polio?
None of them were like this.
But what I don't...
Scurvy.
What's very baffling to me is that if it's not as crazy as they said it was for most people, then why they... are doing as much as they're doing.
Because what you just said, because you might not get it, but someone you're close to, that's why Italy's so bad, is they have such an old population there.
Right.
That, you know, a lot of people are going to be fine. You're going to get the flu, but you might pass it along to your grandmother who's 89 years old and she's dead in 18 hours. Right.
Another thing they have found out that there is a similarity between a lot of these people who are passing away and a lot of them, is that already open?
Yeah.
A lot of, I don't know who's had their finger in that.
I haven't put my finger in it.
No, I want to open this whole thing of M&Ms, but I don't want to eat one that's, you know, had someone's finger in it.
My finger has
no. Usually, just pour them onto your hand.
Yeah. Well, usually do, but I don't know. I don't trust anybody.
Don't trust anybody.
So my point is that they found that a lot of these people who had passed away were all smokers.
Oh wow!
At one time.
Oh really?
You know, if you have any sort of lung stress that you've put on it through smoking or through allergies or whatever. Mm. You are more susceptible.
Well, what
to
about
this.
Secondhand smoke?
I don't know.
I wonder about that.
They have had studies that say it does affect you.
This count for weed smokers. I am asking for a friend.
I don't know.
I'll look it up for that friend.
I need to know. Okay.
Well, no, I think it was the. It was in China. You guys probably know this too, but it was a lot of the older male population.
Yeah.
The females don't smoke, but the males do smoke. So a lot of the older guys were dying, and not the older women.
Wow. Did you see the 14 skiers in Italy, the Americans? They were on a trip last week. 13 of them came down with the virus. 4 of them are in intensive care, and they're all 40 and 50 and healthy.
Wow.
So I don't think there's a definitive rhyme or reason. I think the odds are skewed towards sick and older and smokers, but it looks like anyone can, even if your odds are lower.
Great.
Look, we know it's going to get worse.
Before it
we
gets
know
better.
you're gonna have friends you know that have it.
Uh-huh.
You may even, God forbid, have friends that pass away or have relatives that pass away from it.
Mm.
But we're gonna get through it. Hopefully, knock on Formica. Hopefully, we'll all get through this. And so just think of it as temporary. You have to, but until it's over, you have to be as smart and clean as possible as I eat M&Ms out of my bare hands.
If you get a chance, Joe Rogan had a infectious disease expert on his podcast and has over 10 million views in a day on YouTube right now. And it's the number 3 video on YouTube trending. So they explain a lot. Like if you're one of those like, I don't know how serious it is, he explains it. Like it's not known as just an old person's disease. Yes, older people have died from it first, but it's because it's multiplying across the world. And it's very interesting.
6 people told me about that podcast since yesterday. That they're like, even if you don't like Joe Rogan, it's a great interview.
Yeah,
make it 7. My girlfriend texted me the link this morning.
I read about
it
today in my prep.
So if you get a chance, definitely go watch it.
But definitely
listen
to our podcast first.
Well, they would
be. Well, they are, because they're hearing
this. I mean
all of our podcasts.
Oh, thanks for the clarification.
Serial killers, Brooklyn
Boys.
Well,
this other news, new chlamydia species discovered deep under the Arctic Ocean.
Oh.
Things could be worse.
Wait a minute, are you saying like the fish are getting chlamydia?
I don't know who's got chlamydia in the Arctic.
And who's testing for it?
The crabs.
Oh, my God.
The crabs have chlamydia.
These M&Ms are amazing.
Yeah.
They're great.
Those are the minis.
M&Ms minis.
The baby ones.
Mm. They go fast.
As awful as this coronavirus is, let's not forget to enjoy the M&M minis. They're good.
Oh, my God.
I'm done.
Yeah, you done?
This whole coronavirus thing is exhausting, isn't it?
Yeah. It really is.
I mean...
And it's very frustrating to be out and hear other people talking about things that they don't know about that are false, that they're making it worse. So it's hard to hear that.
We should get into that next time.
Yeah.
But, you know, just like my therapist tells me, it looks like our time with each other is coming to an end.
How much do I owe you?
Yeah. I have to Venmo my cash. Anyway, be safe. Wash your hands. Be nice to people. At the very most, be nice to people.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.